It's November, time to get ready for the holidays. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com/sale and get 10% off of all of our great collections of old-time radio, classic TV, classic movies, and serials at the lowest prices to be found anywhere. Visit oldtimeradiodvd.com/sale and save.
Do you remember years ago how much we looked forward to those wonderful radio programs? Well, you're about to have that experience again. As we turn back the clock, close your eyes and listen.
The British Broadcasting Corporation, in association with the Five Star Theater, proudly presents the Marx Brothers in Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel.
Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel. Miss Dimple speaking. Oh, hello, Mr. Flywheel. No, Mr. Ravelli isn't in. You want him to spend the afternoon chasing ambulances and looking for accidents? I'll tell him. Uh-huh. Oh, here he is now. Hello? Hello? Oh, Mr. Ravelli, Mr. Flywheel wanted to talk to you, but he just hung up.
That's fine. I don't want to talk to him anyway. Every time I talk to him, he gives me more work to do.
Is the work so terribly hard, Mr. Ravelli?
I don't know, Miss Dimp. I never do it.
Well, Mr. Flywheel says he wants you to spend the afternoon chasing ambulances.
Hey, I chased one ambulance all morning.
And?
And it went into a hospital, so I went home.
You went home? Why didn't you go into the hospital?
Go in? I don't think the boss want a sick ambulance.
Ravelli, I don't think you understand your job. Mr. Flywheel isn't interested in ambulances. He's interested in people who are in ambulances. People who have been in accidents and might need a lawyer.
Oh, he wants sick people. You know, Miss Dim, my brother got thrown in jail because he had sinus trouble.
Thrown in jail for sinus trouble?
Sure, he signed his name to a bad check.
Don't you think you ought to get going? You know Mr. Flywheel's going to be here any minute, and he'll be furious if he finds you hanging around the office.
You're right, Miss Dimp. It's very bad to hang around the office. I go back to hanging around the pool room. Arrivederci.
Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel? Oh, Mr. Flywheel isn't in yet. Oh, just a minute. That may be him at the door. Oh, Mr. Flywheel, there's a call for you.
If it's the phone company, tell him we haven't got one. And that's why I haven't paid the bill.
He says we haven't got one. Thank you. Goodbye.
Miss Dimple, you're priceless. And I intend to keep it that way by withholding your salary this month.
Oh, Mr. Flywheel, I earned that money.
Yes, and who gave you the chance to earn that money? I did, Miss Dimple, I did.
I'm sorry, Mr. Flywheel.
Well, we'll say no more about it. Now, Miss Dimple, it's cold today. Look in the filing cabinet on the W and get out my winter underwear.
Your underwear isn't there, Mr. Flywheel. Your assistant is wearing it today.
Oh, so Ravelli is wearing my underwear. Quick, Miss Dimple, look under the letter X and see if he's taking my extra golf socks.
Your golf socks?
Yes, you know, the socks with the 18 holes.
Rats have probably been at them, Mr. Flywheel. This office is alive with them.
Rats of my age? I didn't understand that line either when we had the read-through. Don't worry about it. What are we going to do about it?
Don't you think I better get some rat biscuit?
Nonsense. These rats will eat what we eat or go hungry.
Hey, boss. I was just looking for you in the pool room.
And we were just discussing your relations. A fine assistant you are, Ravelli. I thought you were out chasing ambulances.
Ah, no, boss. I'm a too smart. I no gotta look in ambulances for sick people no more. Sick people is gonna look for us.
Ravelli, that sounds very interesting. Now tell me what you're talking about.
Boss, just to take a look at what I put on the door.
Why, Mr. Flywheel, he's put the doctor's sign from downstairs on our door.
Oh, don't worry. That guy ain't a doctor no more. I put a flywheel sign on his door.
Ravelli always knew I could make something of you. I think I'll make a punching bag.
That's a fine wash. I knew you'd like it.
It doesn't look so bad at that. Dr. Zachariah D. Hackenbush.
Hey, look, boss. Here comes a nice big lady now.
Oh, I'm so glad I found you in, Doctor. I'm just about half dead.
That's fine. If you have to, we can collect half your insurance. Say, there's good money in medicine. Won't you step into my surgery,
Mrs. Carraway. Thank you.
Where are you going, Ravelli?
I'm going to the drugstore.
To the drugstore?
Sure. You say there's good money in medicine, so I think I go and get a couple of bottles.
Good. On your way, mail this letter for me.
Hey, boss, this letter got a no stamp.
Well, drop it in the box when no one's looking.
I don't think I go. We can send out for medicine.
Send out for medicine? Where?
Madison Square Garden.
Hackenbush, please. My friend, Mrs. Gillingham, recommended you very highly. She told me you made a great fight for her life.
Great fight? I made a terrific fight for her life. I would have gotten it, too, only she wouldn't take my advice. As for you, madam, I prescribe a sea trip.
But, doctor, I haven't told you about my ailment.
No, you haven't told me, and I want to thank you. A sea trip will be just the thing. We leave for Bermuda on Monday.
That's impossible, doctor. I can't go to Bermuda.
Very well, then. I'll go myself. Ravelli, put my clothes in the trunk.
You mean you're going to go naked?
No, I'm going to go in my underwear if I ever get it back.
Doctor, aren't you going to examine me?
All right. Take off your coat.
Why, yes. There you are.
No, you take it back. It don't look good on me.
Doctor, your methods seem very curious. But I suppose you know your business. Goodness knows you charge enough. Mrs. Gillingham said you charged her $800 for her operation.
Well, she had to have 6 stitches.
But isn't that rather high, $800 for 6 stitches?
Not at all. I gave her fancy embroidery.
Dr. Hackenbush, that is beside the point. Now, I've been having these dizzy spells. I think...
Never mind what you think, madam. I'll examine your eyes. Look at that calendar on that wall and see if you can tell me what day it is.
Very well. It's, December 28th.
Just as I thought. Madam, you need glasses. It's January 9th.
Why, I'm sure that calendar says December 28th.
I know, but that's last year's calendar.
Doctor, I think you'd better forget about my eyes. The trouble is with my general condition. I'm not feeling very strong.
Well, you look strong enough. However, I'll examine you. Push that desk across the room.
Why, doctor, I...
Come on, madam, stop horsing around and push that desk.
Well, it seems very strange, but if you think it will help...
Ravelli, maybe you better give her a lift. We could be here all day.
Give her a lift? Hey, boss, you need a couple of piano movers to pick her up.
Well, there you are, doctor. It's moved. Now what do you think?
I think I liked it better where it was. You can push it back.
Come in.
Mailman. Got a special delivery for Mr. Flywheel. I reckon it's another one of those books.
Oh, yes. He's been waiting for it. It's from a correspondence school. Mr. Flywheel has taken an interest in medicine.
Here, can you sign for it?
I'll get Mr. Flywheel. He's in his office with a patient at the moment.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
That's the fourth one we lost this week, Miss Dimple. But at last, I've treated the patient successfully.
But he threw himself from a fifth-floor window.
Exactly, Miss Dimple. I cured his fear of heights. Oh, good afternoon, Professor.
Professor?
Yeah, don't you bring my lessons?
Oh, here it is, Mr. Flywheel. Another book from that correspondence school.
Ah, perfect. Appendectomy for fun and profit. Well, what's the idea of bringing it in so late in the afternoon? What do you think this is, night school? The dean will hear about this.
Well, I don't know what you mean, Mr. Flywheel. I admit I don't get around as fast as I used to with the mail. It's these flat feet.
You only think your feet are flat. Columbus thought the world was flat, but it wasn't. It wasn't flat until 1929. Let me take a closer look at those feet. I think I'll take out your appendix.
But there's nothing wrong with my appendix.
Well, if there's nothing wrong with it, I'll put it back. It won't hurt to take a look.
Look, my appendix is all right. If there's anything wrong with me, it's my tonsils.
You're probably right, but I'd much rather take out the appendix. There's more money in a job like that.
But you ain't even a real doctor.
Well, I make allowances for that. I'll knock 10% off the bill.
Ah, I've got my mail to deliver. I'm going.
Don't go. I've got a better offer for you. I'll take out one tonsil, too, and I won't charge you a cent extra.
I haven't time
to... I'll make that two tonsils.
I'm going.
See here, Professor, I don't want you to go out dissatisfied. You're a man after my own heart, and I'm a man after your own appendix.
Please, Mr. Flywheel.
All right, forget the appendix. I'll take out two tonsils and five teeth. I'll take out three tonsils and five teeth, free of charge. And if we strike gold in the teeth, we split 50-50.
You won't find gold.
Then it's a deal. I'll operate as soon as my assistant, Mr. Ravelli, comes in with the instruments. I send him after. He's on his way over from the junk shop now.
Mr. Flywheel, I'm afraid you...
Nonsense, there's nothing to be afraid of. You won't feel a thing, because I'm going to give you an anesthetic, a local anesthetic. And if you don't care for a local anesthetic, I'll get you one from out of town. Personally, I think we ought to patronize the neighborhood stores.
Good day.
Don't go, Professor. Here comes my assistant with the instruments.
Hello, Wash. Hello, mailman.
Forget the bedside manner, Ravelli. I'm going to operate. Have you got the instruments I sent you for?
Ah, those instruments. I got a better ones. Listen to this.
That's it, Mr. Flywheel. That is it. Good day.
A fine assistant you are, Ravelli. I send you out to select medical instruments, and you pick a saxophone.
Hey, you crazy, boss. You no pick a saxophone, you pick a mandolin.
I prefer to wait for the intellectual ones, you know. I see. Ravelli, something tells me this little incident is going to end in violence.
Violence? Sure, I got one of those, too.
I didn't know Jack Benny was here. Ravelli, I'm going to raise your salary.
That's a fine, boss.
It's nothing at all. I'm only raising your pay so you'll feel worse when I fire you.
Law offices of Flywheel shuts. Oh!
Hey, give me that phone. What do you say? Hello? You want a Dr. Hackenbush? Well, it's his office, too. Me, I'm Emmanuel Ravelli. You don't want to talk to me? All right, you shut up and I talk to you. I give you a riddle. What is it? Crawls on trees and sings. I know you know, guess. It's a caterpillar. What? A caterpillar can't sing? Maybe I give you the wrong answer.
Hey, give me the phone. What do you say? Hello? Oh, it's you, Mrs. Carraway. You're feeling worse. Well, that's easily understood. I happen to give you the wrong medicine. What? Well, I wouldn't really say it was the wrong medicine. It happened to be very good for postnatal depression. Is it my fault you haven't got postnatal depression? Well, we'll be over. Get the guest room ready. We'll be there just as soon as we finish packing. Goodbye. Ravelli, I think I've got just the medicine for Mrs. Carraway.
She's still sick, boss. What do you think she's got?
My guess is she's got $100,000. That's why I want to give her the best medicine there is. A little something I cooked up myself. Dr. Hackenbush's patented throat salve and chest rub.
Hey, that's a fine. We're gonna be rich.
Not so fast, Ravelli. The correspondence school says I should first try out my medicine on a guinea pig.
All right. I get my little brother.
Your little brother? What's the matter with you? Here, drink this.
Thanks, boss, but I ain't thirsty.
Drink it, Ravelli. If it kills you, you'll be a martyr.
Me be a martyr? That's a crazy. I think you mean a father. Besides, I ain't even married.
Come on, Ravelli, drink the medicine.
No, I'm too young to die.
Ravelli, even if it kills you, we'll have something to be thankful for.
Thankful for what?
Well, thankful we didn't waste money on a guinea pig.
But do you really think you know enough to make house calls, Mr. Flywheel?
Well, why not, Miss Dimple? That never stopped me going into court as a lawyer. And if anything should go wrong, which it probably will, I've got something to fall back on.
You have?
Why, of course. I'm Dr. Hackenbush. My medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm sure that they'd all like to hear some facts about your great career.
Although my horn I hate to blow,
he hates to blow,
there's one thing that you ought to know. I'm Dr. Hackenbush, which all my friends will verify. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. You never would guess, but nevertheless, I'm Dr. Hackenbush. For ailments abdominal, my charges are nominal.
though I'm great for I've a rake for tonsillectomy. Sick and healthy, poor and wealthy, come direct to me. Oh, God bless you, they yell, when I send them home well. But they never, no, they never send a check to me. I've won acclaim for curing ills, both in the north and south. You'll find my name, just like my pills, in everybody's mouth. I've never lost a case.
He's never lost a case.
I've lost a lot of patients, but I've never lost a case. My diagnosis never fails, I know just what to do. Whenever anybody ails, I'm sympathetic too. My heart within me melts.
His heart within him melts.
No matter what I treat them for, they die from something else. When your nerves start to rock, put your faith in your doc. When you're sick, he will stick to the end. With a possible exception of your mother, a doctor's a man's best friend. A man's best friend. Whoa, a doctor's a man's best friend.
A doctor is
a man's best friend. Right or wrong, wrong or right, night and day, day and night, on his call you can always depend. With the possible exception of your mother and your father and your uncles and your brothers and your nephews and your nieces and your sisters and your cousins, whom you number by the dozens. A doctor's a man's best.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. Taxi! Taxi!
Hey, boss, what do you want a taxi for?
You expect me, a doctor, to walk to Mrs. Carraway's? What kind of impression do you think that'll make? Taxi!
Okay, mister, where to?
555 Boulevard Avenue. You can't miss it. It's right next door to 554.
Yeah, okay, buddy. Hop in.
Hey, boss, how are we gonna pay for this cab?
Ravelli, don't cross the bridge until you come to it. And that goes for you, too, driver.
Hey, why don't you look where you're going with this old tin can?
Hey, you guys, if you don't like this cab, you can get out and walk.
Oh, a wise guy.
Yeah, I'm a wise guy. What do you think of that?
Well, if you're so wise, answer me this. If I mail this letter today, will it be delivered in Philadelphia in the morning?
Yeah, sure it will. It'll get there first thing in the morning.
Well, that's where you're wrong. This letter is addressed to Boston.
Wash! Look at that cop! He's running this way!
Follow that car. Those guys just robbed the Bailey Stevens alone.
Okay, Chief. Hop on the running board. We'll catch him.
You guys had better get down if you don't want to get shot.
I'll get down, but Ravelli, you stay where you are. Turn to the right at the next crossing, driver. I want to pass my girl's house. She'll enjoy seeing Ravelli shot at.
Yeah, Doc, they're going to shoot.
Oh, so they're duck shooting too.
There must be a joke about duck soup here somewhere. If you were a man, officer, you'd arrest those fellows. This isn't the duck hunting season.
I wish my father was here. He's a dead shot.
Dead shot, you see?
Yeah, he's been dead for 3 years.
Look out, they're firing again.
Hey, boss, look at what I catch from the other car. It looked just like a little pineapple.
Hey, will you be throwing that out of the window? And quick.
Okay. Oh, no, it wasn't the pineapple, boss. Pineapples no explode.
Well, Ravelli, a big help you are. Too bad they didn't throw pneumonia. I'd like to see you catch that.
Pastor driver, they're only a block ahead now.
That's a funny flywheel. He's a block ahead, too.
We're We're gaining.
Say, you are gaining, officer. I'd take more exercise and less standing on running boards.
Yeah, that reminds me. You know what I weighed yesterday, boss?
Oh, what did you weigh?
A pound of sugar. Some joke, eh? Hey, boss, look what a meter says.
Jumping Jupiter, it's $6.25. Officer!
Yeah?
Where are we going?
They're headed out for the open country, and we're following them.
Well, I wonder if you'd ask those gunmen to do us a big favor.
What would you be wanting?
We're late for an appointment. Would they mind being chased past 555 Boulevard Avenue?
Hey, boss, it's a lucky those bandits got away over the state line. I was afraid for a while we'd catch up to them.
Well, here we are. This is the dive you guys wanted.
Thank you for a delightful outing, driver. You must come over and go shooting with us sometime. Come on, Ravelli, we've a sick woman to fleece.
Hey, wait a minute. What about the fare?
What fare?
The fare is $56.30.
$56.30? Impossible. Can you change a $100 bill?
No, I couldn't.
Then it's just as well I don't have one.
See here, buddy. After that long ride around the country, you ain't gonna stand there and argue about 56.30, are you?
Argue about it? Why, certainly not. I'm just not gonna pay it.
Oh, you'll pay it all right.
Hey, don't get excited. You're just a waiter here till we come out. We gotta see a lady on some business.
All right, I'll wait.
If we're not out in 10 minutes, don't bother to wait any longer.
I'll be here. Don't worry.
And I'll be in there, but I can't promise you I won't worry. Now, Ravelli, did you bring the medicine with you?
Yeah, boss, but I tell you, it's no good. It needs a little more ketchup.
Nonsense! That'll take the edge off the Tabasco. Ring the bell.
Whom do you wish to see?
Are you Mr. Carraway?
Oh, indeed not. I'm Jameson, the butler. Mr. Carraway has been dead for 10 years.
Well, I still insist there's a resemblance.
Quiet, please, gentlemen. Mrs. Carraway isn't feeling well.
Well, that's my department. I'm the doctor.
Well, why didn't you say so? Mrs. Carraway has been quite ill.
That's too bad. Maybe you ought to come back when she's feeling better.
Oh, Dr. Hackenbush, at last you're here. I've been dreadfully upset. Jameson, close the door and bring them into the study.
Yes, madam.
Now, let's take a look, shall we, Mrs. Carraway? What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, don't tell him, lady. If he's going to be a doctor, make him find out himself.
Doctor, I think it's purely a case of frayed nerves.
Your nerves are frayed? What are they frayed of? One of the more sophisticated lines in this evening show, I think. Madam, you need rest. Plenty of rest.
But, doctor, I do...
Stick your tongue out.
Blah.
You're lucky you folks at home can't see this. I won't say it's big, but 4 guys try to walk up it. Just as I thought, your tongue needs a rest, too. Take 2 bottles of this 4 times a day, and if you're not feeling any better by the end of the week, I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Dr. Hackenbush's patented throat salve and chest rub. I've never heard of it.
Don't worry, the shoeshine boys at Grand Central swear by it. That just leaves a small matter of our bill. That'll be $56.
And 30 cents.
This is my assistant. He handles the smaller accounts.
$56 and 30 cents for a few bottles of medicine?
No, that's just for the 1 bottle of medicine. The rest you can buy on a distillment plan.
Dr. Perrin, madam.
Oh, yes. Do come in. I hope you don't mind, Dr. Hackenbush, but I've called in another doctor for a consultation.
Now, how do you do, doctor?
I'll give you how do you do. This is an outrage, Perrin. Muscling in on our territory. We saw her first.
Some doctor. He ain't even got a beard.
Gentlemen. Perhaps I ought to retire to my room so you 3 can talk about my case.
You can take this quack with you. I'll talk to Ravelli.
Doctor, your attitude is very unethical.
Oh, a wise quack. Well, run along, Mrs. Carraway. We'll handle him.
Leave it to me, lady. I'll have him eaten out of my hands.
In that case, Ravelli, you better wash them first.
Call me when you're ready, gentlemen. Come, Jameson.
Yes, madam.
Gentlemen, I'm a nerve specialist myself, but I suspect that Mrs. Carraway is suffering from rheumatism. Do you know anything about rheumatism?
I do know something about rheumatism. I know a funny joke about it. I wish I could remember it.
I wish I could, too.
Gentlemen, as medical men, you amaze me. I've been practicing for 22 years.
Oh, you're just practicing, too. I thought you was a real doctor.
Please, gentlemen, let's discuss the case. Our first problem is what's to be done about Mrs. Carraway's rheumatism.
That's our second problem. Our first problem is how are we going to split the fees? You know, doctor, with me, it's strictly one price, and that price is anything I can get, which at the moment is $56.
And 30 cents.
We'll split it down the middle. We take the $56, and you take the 30 cents.
Doctor, we'll come to that later. Now, the drugs that I would prescribe...
Oh, no, Doc. Drugs is no good. Last time I go to a doc, he gave me so much drugs, I was sick long after I got well.
Oh, gentlemen, please. After all, this is a consultation. I would like to see Mrs. Carraway drink a glass of hot water an hour before breakfast every morning. That is my wish in the matter. What would you like to do?
Frankly, Doctor, I'd like to sell you an insurance policy.
I don't want life insurance.
This isn't life insurance, it's fire insurance. It'd be just a thing for you, if you had a wooden leg.
Hey, wait a minute. I sell you a better policy. My uncle's. He won't need it no more. They only give him 3 days to live.
Oh, is he that sick?
No, he feels fine.
Then what makes you think he'll die in 3 days?
Well, that's what the judge said.
I know it all now. I was just talking to Mrs. Gillingham on the telephone, and she says she's with Dr. Hackenbush right now. These two men are imposters.
Ravelli and Dr. Perrin, imposters? I can hardly believe it.
No, you and your bogus assistant are the imposters.
I must say that I had my doubts, Mrs. Carraway. They certainly didn't talk like doctors.
What do you mean I didn't talk like a doctor? Didn't I ask for my money? Mrs. Carraway, how about kicking in $56.30 for my advice?
Why should I pay you? What advice have you given me?
Oh, that's easy. If you've rheumatism, I prescribe a mustard plaster. If you don't like mustard, horseradish.
Jameson, throw these men out!
With pleasure, madam.
Allow me to assist you.
Out you go.
Well, Wash, we got out of that pretty good.
Hey, 56.30, or I'm going to wrap this starting handle around his neck.
Hey, Wash, it's the taxi driver, and he looked plenty mad.
Taxi. I insist that you take me back to town ahead of these two charlatans. It will serve them right to walk.
Yeah, but what about my money?
Driver, the man is in a hurry. Dr. Perrin, you'll pay the taxi driver whatever the meter says when you get there, won't you?
Of course. I always pay my taxi fares.
There you are, driver. Dr. Perrin will have your cab.
Yeah, okay. I guess it's all right.
Allow me, Dr. Perrin.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Doc. That was a pretty smart thinking, boss.
Now all we have to do is get back to the office.
So it's not far.
Are you kidding? It's 40 miles as the crow flies, and 60 as the house flies.
Oh, don't worry, boss. I call Miss Dimp, and I tell her to come out here right away.
What good will that do her? She hasn't got any money either.
I shall find. Then the three of us can walk home together.
Did you drink some of your medicine?
Ravelli, get that doctor's sign off the door right now.
Okay, boss. So, whose sign you want I should put up now? I got it, the tailors, the accountants, the baby photographers.
Say, you wouldn't happen to have the unemployment agency sign among those, would you?
Why is it that, boss?
Because, Ravelli, you're gonna need it.
Listening to Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel, starring Michael Roberts as Groucho Marx, as Waldorf T. Flywheel, and Frank Lazarus as Tickle Marx, as Emmanuel Ravelli. Also starring Lorelei King, Graham Holley, and Vincent Marzello. The music was arranged and conducted by David Perman. The script was written by Nat Perrin and Arthur Sheikman, and was adapted by Mark Brissenden. The producer was Dirk Mag. Thank you.